So we're December 15th, 2016. We just heard Jason share, so now Becky Jancy is going to share what she's been reading in the Word and what's been blessing her life lately. So I'd like to hand it over to Becky. So Becky, bless your heart.
Hello and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. So Lawrence asked me to share today, and I was asking God, what do I share? So I was really just thinking on fellowship and how we first started. We're coming to the end of the year and we have got a couple of fellowships, but generally we are at the end of the year. So I was thinking, right, okay, what have I learnt this year? What has my journey been with God this year? So, okay, I've had a tough year. It's probably been one of the toughest, but through God's grace I am here. And so the first teachings I can remember from this year was the class we took, Look Only to God. And from, I've been really praying to God to just look to him and don't look to anyone but him, and really get into the deep relationship with him and really trust in him. And I've just been really, really thinking lately how each prayer I pray, I'm really praying and asking God for, it could be for wisdom, it could be for the love of God, anything that I feel I'm lacking, I've been praying. So I'm going to go to the first scripture, which is 1 John 4. And it is in 18. So that is, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, I asked God, I think it was a few months ago, God, I feel I can't love. And this was one of my biggest things. I felt completely I couldn't love. And obviously I've been in and out of a relationship for 3 years, and I felt down about myself, thinking there was something wrong with me. So I asked God this, and today I was really just sat there thinking how I prayed this a few months ago, and situations going on at home. And all I could do is be loving. That is my simple, and at any point that I feel I've either got to instruct, reprove, rebuke, and correct. That's how I'm trying to act in my household. As if you I once heard this, if you really want to change the world, you need to first change your household. And I really have been trying to give love out and be loving in situations, and really using wisdom, biting my tongue at points that I could really be very five-sensed and not very godly. But God has really kept my cool, and God is my strength. There's nothing about it. I could not possibly have the strength in me to deal with what is going on at home right now. So sadly my auntie died this year, and it hit us all very, very hard. And now, sadly, my nanny, she is 90. God's blessed her with a long, long life. But she's sadly dying. So in speaking to a person who is a believing unbeliever, as I call them, she believes in Jesus Christ, was raised from the dead, and she is saved. But not living the life. Okay, so trying to be the Christy and I should be to her. So using God's wisdom, using God's love, I think is quite tough, because what I'm taught in fellowship, I try and teach this person. And I have to kind of really use God's wisdom in this, because I know that sometimes people don't accept it. People don't accept what you're trying to do for them, and they might see as you're judging them. But then using that love and using the wisdom, you can really get anyone out of that. God can get anyone out of that situation. And I believe this year my biggest thing is, I can say through many years I didn't appreciate anything. I didn't appreciate the fact that I have a home, I have water, the simple things in life that some people would wish for. And that was another prayer I prayed, and I was like, God, I really want to appreciate things. I want to see things how you see them. I want to see the simple things in life that I can enjoy, that I don't have to sit there and complain or feel downtrodden because I haven't got the latest this, latest that, or I haven't got the best of this or the best of that. God wants us to have those things, but I think he wants us to appreciate what we have before he can give you those things, right? So these last few months, I've been really building my head and heart into the word, really trying to come to fellowship as much as I can. I come obviously every week, but I try and spend as much time with Lawrence as I can, and really building myself up so I can be that perfect person to people who need you, because that's what this is about. It's not about us, it's about helping others. So Jason has just spoken about the book The Dream Giver. So I've also been reading this, and I'm really blessed by the book. And okay, I had a dream when I was younger, but God has given me a bigger dream. So this book is absolutely amazing. Please get it. If you're hearing, please get this book. It's The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. So I'm reading this book, and I'm looking at my dream that I have, and how then my mind can switch to a worldly dream. So something that I may have wanted, okay, when I was younger I wanted to be a nurse, but God has given me a bigger dream than this, and I know he's given me this big dream. What I seen in this book was any trial and tribulation that you go through, God will grow you into such a person and give you wisdom throughout each and every trial and challenge of your life. So I'm trying to look at this challenge that I have right now in my life, and I'm seeing, right, okay, this is happening. I could be really fearful, I could worry, I could fear, I can doubt, or I can have faith, confidence and trust in God and see this as God is bringing me to a higher point. Even though I know what's going on isn't God's will, but I'm the person to stable things together in this. I know it's not God's will, but this challenge that I'm having currently, I believe this is going to be quite a big foundation of what God wants me to do. Because of how I've got to act to this woman, I really see the positive in this. Is hard and is tough, and as if I was in my five senses, would be very, very draining. If I didn't have God's strength, I wouldn't be able to handle. But I'm now seeing a positive thing in this whole situation, because I'm thinking, God, the next scripture that I'm going to go to is 1 Corinthians 10:13. There have no temptation taken you but such as is in common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So this trial and challenge I'm having right now, God isn't going to let it get that far that I'm not going to be able to handle it. So this is only a challenge for me to grow into the woman that God wants me to be, right? So and if anyone is going through certain stuff, try and take what God wants you to see out of it. Because it's so easy to sit and complain, sit and go, oh, poor me, this is happening and that's happening. And as you just said there, that we're not in in a country that has no water. We are blessed enough to not have hurricanes, not have all that going on. So certain challenges, we might think our little world is ending, but really it's not. It's a thing that, yeah, it can get it can really tear you down, but as long as you are in line with God, you've got God's strength and ability to get, God will get you through this any situation. We aren't downtrodden. We are strong. We are powerful people. We are not ordinary people. That is one thing we are not. We are not ordinary. Because God hasn't brought ordinary people. He has brought the best people. So we can do his will for him. And really seeing the positives and seeing these things and starting to appreciate, even throughout all this going on, I can sit and appreciate the little things. And that is such a big key. That, okay, you might not have millions in the bank. You might not even have £100, but God will get you through. He is faithful. He is faithful through everything. Anything you want, if you pray for it. Patience, another thing. That is one thing I have massively learned. I'm very much into my fitness and I want the body of my dreams now. But it takes hard work. Everything is, you've got to work towards what you want to be. And if you're with God, you're winning already. You really, really are, because you are a step ahead of what the world is doing anyway. Do you understand? So the other scripture I would like you to go to is Philippians 4:8. Sorry guys, just get there. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, there be any virtue, and if there any praise, think on these things. It says that very plain and simple there. If you're going through a tough time, think upon the things of God. Think upon the word. Think about how he will deal with situations. Not how your 5 cents man will deal with it. Trust in him. Have faith in him. and just think upon the things of God, and pray about everything. Prayer is so powerful, and that is another massive thing I've learnt this year, how powerful prayer is. Praying to God and asking Him for anything, nothing is impossible with Him, and He will do. There is no darkness in God, it is just light. He will bring light out of dark situations. He will bring your scars and turn them into stars. He truly, truly will. I have learned a lot this year. I've learned a lot about who I am. I believe at 24, I actually am getting to know a lot about who I am and who I am in Christ, and really enjoying life as much as I can with God, and really just getting into the Word and getting into fellowship and really enjoying it. And God really wants us to enjoy life. He really, really does. He wants us to know His Word. He wants us to live His will. And He does want our dreams to come to pass. He really, really does. And if you're willing and able, he will do. He is willing and able. So as long as you have that desire and that true desire to do what God wants you to do, He will get you through it. And yeah, we are going to have trials and tribulations. Everyone in the Bible had trials and tribulations. So what makes us any different? It doesn't. It really doesn't. So I just want to express how much God has done for me this year. This situation, circumstances may not look like it, but I'm praying, God, you show the people of the unbelievers, show them me, show them you through me. So show them that I am your child, and show them the blessings that you are giving me. This is a little bit of a testimony, because my friend, she's an unbeliever. She's really adamant, I do not believe in God. So today I was speaking to her about this situation, and I was saying about drinking alcohol and stuff, how it's not good, rah rah rah. And she said, well, that's how some people get through it. I said, well, it's still not right. I said, I don't do it. And she went, well, you get your strength from God, don't you? I was like, oh, well, you know. And I thought that was so good. She said, you've got your fellowship, and you're like a really strong person. And it just really blessed me to see that even though some people can say, I don't believe, or anything, that they can see that. They can see that I'm not an ordinary person, that I can get the strength from above, even though they may not believe. But they can see there's something different, and that's what I've always wanted. I've not wanted to be like this world. I've not wanted to act like this world. I want people to see something so different in me that they would come to me and ask, because we can be the only Bible that people read. We really can. So we've got to be that example to them. And I really encourage people to just, if you're in a bad situation or in any situation, just remember to be loving, use God's wisdom, and really just know that He is our strength and ability, and He will strengthen you through each and every situation. And He really, really does love us. Even though sometimes those circumstances might show that maybe God isn't there, He really is. It's not about feelings. It's really not about feeling God is there. God is there, and He does love us. And He really, really, I can't explain how much I've got to know God more, and how I really appreciate everything in life right now, and really appreciate this fellowship, and I really appreciate you, Lawrence, and Kim, I really do. I wouldn't be here without you. Jason, absolutely wonderful man, darling. And Amy, I love you. You know, but I really pray that 2017 is just another year full of teaching and learning, and we can really grow as a fellowship. And I really just thank God and our Jesus Christ for this fellowship, and really we're going to enjoy this time next week and in the new year. I just pray that everything goes smoothly, which I know it will.
Oh, thank you, Becky. That was really wonderful as well. Another wonderful sharing. And like Becky said, she wants a nice fit body and everything like that, but she's got to work hard for it. It's the same with us. Even though we're saved by God's wonderful grace, we have his favour, we have his hand in our life. You know, there's things that we do have to do to incorporate those blessings into our life, into manifestation, into our life. So, number one, it all starts with a decision to do what God puts in our heart to do, and to do what his word says for us to do. And then from that basis, then we can see things change. So God bless you all, and thank you for listening.